Hello and welcome to another episode of the Liverpool Way podcast. I'm Chris Smith and I'm coming to you on the day Steven Gerrard was announced as the next manager of Aston Villa. I'm joined by Julian Richards, Ian Brown and TLW editor Dave Usher to discuss whether joining the Midlands side is a good move for Gerrard, the future ramifications for Liverpool given his managerial aspirations and how it'll feel to come up against our former captain for the first time ever less than a month from now. Dave, we had a special edition planned for the International Week, but this story is about as big as it could possibly be for anything happening outside the club, so we couldn't really let it pass.
No, we couldn't. It's a bit of an emergency pod, I suppose. We had to change our plans to do this. I guess from his point of view, it's a good move. He's not really going to be able to expect a better club than Villa at this stage, possibly even more than he's entitled to expect, because there is potential there at Villa. Big club, money to spend, good squad, big stadium. Everything's in place for to go in there, do a good job, and you know he probably sees it as a stepping stone to the Liverpool job. So I get why he's took it, but I can't stand Villa fans. I just think they're bad knobheads and they don't deserve Steven Gerrard. So I can't say I'm thrilled about it, but you know from his point of view, I totally get why he wants to go there, and it's an exciting challenge for him. Yeah, I'm just biased against Villa. I don't like the fans and the idea of having to share Steven Gerrard with them, if you like. It just doesn't sit well with me.
Brownie, how about you? Do you think that's a positive move for him, and are you happy that he's gone there?
I wouldn't say I'm happy. I echo what Dave says about Villa, especially the fans telling. But for his own career, just ignoring anything Liverpool related, which is difficult to do because it's Stevie. But if you just look at him as a manager, I can fully understand why he's done it. You know, He's took a bit of a risk in his first job. He's done well. A lot of people kind of criticise him for doing that. He's ended up being pretty successful. Obviously, it's only a short period of time, but he's kind of earned a go in the Premier League. And I think we all know that if he's going to ultimately manage Liverpool, which is part of his plan, whether it's part of everybody else's plan, then he needs to prove himself in the Premier League. So it's a natural step, I would say.
And Jules, do you think there'd be anywhere better for him to have gone right now, given that he's had that a couple of years at Rangers, done pretty well. But in my opinion, there's only so much you can do there before you stagnate anyway. And after you've won a couple of Scottish Championships, then what are three or four really in that environment? So do you think there's anywhere that would have been preferable for him to have gone? Or maybe this could have been the right place, right time, right environment for him to really kind of show what he can do?
I think Villa is the... It's not like the training wheels sort of side, but they're one of the... most people don't realise they're one of the richest teams in the world. Their owners are absolutely loaded. They're a stable club. Now they're back in the Premier League in terms of their ground, the investment, the squad. They're underperforming this year compared to last year. It comes with some expectations, as the other two lads have said. Your average Villa fan can be a proper dickhead. I mean, they have won a European Cup, and they have a slightly proportionate sense of expectation, but they haven't won anything major for a long time. But it's a good, so the expectation is going to be there, but it's not going to be what it would be at the so-called Big Six. And I say so-called
because it's not Lampard at Chelsea, is it?
No, it's not. I feel like Villa is an appropriate, if you're testing yourself in the Premier League for the first time, it's an appropriate level where it's a big team. They've got resources. They've got a sizable fan base. The pressure isn't going to be what it would be at the top, but you're not going to, I know they're not doing very well this year, but you shouldn't really be in relegation trouble, as opposed to the Newcastle job where once again, you've got a very rich owners, but you are in some deep relegation trouble. So he hasn't got that. It's also kind of a clean slate for Villa because I don't think it's been really said, but sort of selling Jack Grealish has probably got Dean Smith the sack. The side was built around him. Well, they sold him.
Jules, can I just ask, because it's took me back a little bit in the last couple of days when people have been speaking about Villa being a wealthy club. I mean, how wealthy are we talking? Because I assumed that the money they spent recently was just on the back of selling Grealish. I mean, have they got a few bob, have they?
Yeah, they're richer than most. I think they're one of the fourth richest team in the world or something. I'm pulling that stat out of my ass. I don't know, but they are very, very wealthy. They're far wealthier, I think, than our owners, for example.
Wow.
But they've
Who are their
unless
owners? I don't even know who their
hang on
owners
now,
are.
see, hang
Isn't
on
it the guy
now.
from the Browns?
No, God, no. Randy Lerner.
Randy Lerner, yeah. Does he not
No,
still own them?
he sold a couple of years ago,
See,
and
I
then
have no
Dave,
idea.
it's
Yeah.
2021, not 2011, mate.
Forgive me for not being well up on Aston Villa.
Right, so I tell you who does own them. It's Wes Edens, who owns the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right, okay.
So
So
he
this is how rich
co-owns.
they are. Like here on the Sunday Times rich list from
Yeah.
2020, they were ranked as the fifth wealthiest owners in the Premier League.
There you go.
Jesus. I
Yeah.
genuinely didn't know that. I feel a bit bad. Football fan, I should have known that, but I
And
just didn't.
an Egyptian billionaire who I'm not going to try and mangle his surname also owns or co-owns them with Wes Edens. So they've got money, but as we find with John Henry, being a billionaire does not necessarily, unless you're from the Middle East, and specifically from an oil state, you're not going to splash the cash unless if you're a billionaire, because billionaires didn't get to be billionaires by lashing cash on thing on down black holes, of which is what football clubs are. So they've put money in, but they have built relatively, in a sustainable manner.
Well, you've still got to play by the rules anyway. Yeah,
Yeah.
unless you're Man City, you've got to play by the rules anyway. So it's
Yeah.
not, it doesn't
Well,
matter how much money you've got.
they had to play by the rules in the championship, right? Where it's
Yeah.
£39 million worth of losses over 3 years. And I believe, and again, this is like information by osmosis. I haven't read this recently, but I believe if they hadn't have got promoted to the Premier League when they did, they'd have
They'd have
fallen
been in trouble.
afoul of yeah,
Yeah.
they'd have fallen afoul of the FFP rules that the Football League has. And so they got out just in the nick of time because they were overspending relative to what the Football League allows. So it's all it's a Leicester's the same for Rodgers, right? He left Celtic to go to Leicester, and he'd failed at Liverpool. I think we have to say failed. He got sacked. He never won a trophy, so he failed at Liverpool. He went to Celtic, built himself back up. Leicester's like a good, again, training wheels for the Premier League. They've won, they had won the league, but albeit out of nowhere. They've got money again. They've got rich owners. It's stable. Go in and see what you can do. There's not many other teams I can think of outside of the top six, which again I wouldn't want to be touching if I was him.
That
That
makes
I
me
would
think
think.
it's even more of a good decision, but from Stevie's side, if they've got a bit
Yeah.
of wealth and he's going to be back, then he's going to back himself in that sense, isn't he? To go and be able to bring in good
Well,
players, because he's
I
going to be a
mean,
draw, isn't he? Just because of the name and everything.
let's not forget he knows the chair, the CEO.
Yeah, the pay's locked
He's
in because he's
good
big,
mates
isn't
with
it?
the CEO. I mean, I'm looking at the Premier League table here, and I'm thinking, so we'll take out the top, we'll take out the so-called, even calling them the so-called Big Six is annoying. You take out Arsenal, Chelsea, United, City, us, and Spurs, and you look at the Premier League table. Brighton, no, they're stable, but they haven't got the budget. Palace. Oh, I mean, Vieira's doing a great job there, but again, not got the budget or really the infrastructure. No, they're changing that. Everton, well, we're talking about big teams, so that doesn't count. Leicester, Rodgers is there. Southampton, they seem to be asset stripping the club at the moment. Hasenhüttl's doing a great job. Brentford's not going to happen. Leeds, I mean, Leeds are just trying to cling on to the Premier League and sort of shore up their finances. Watford, I mean, no. Burnley, no. Newcastle, I mean, I'd like to think he has more about him to go to Newcastle, but let's be frank, no one in football gives a shit about the human rights stuff. And then it's
No.
Norwich. So when you break it all down, West Ham is the other one, I suppose. And West
Well,
Ham have just
didn't
sold a stake to a foreign national
Czech fella,
billionaire.
isn't it?
Czech, is
I
he?
think.
Yeah. Yeah, so they've just sold 25%. And I imagine once the covenant ends, where they there's a penalty clause if they sell the club within a certain amount of years for being at the London Stadium, they will sell that club.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I said this to Dave the other day. I mean, just like we got, I know West Ham just beat us and everything, but the Premier League got lucky that West Ham can't be sold in the manner, because the Saudis would have swept that up, much like City were swept up. Free stadium, here we go, boom. And they'd have the added bonus of being in London, because being in London does matter. So I mean, I think he's dropped lucky at the right time. If you're up in, you've won the title with Rangers, Aston Villa come calling, you take that job.
Now, I agree. Whether he's, I mean, he wouldn't have gone to Norwich, would he? You know, and that's them because that job's there, isn't it? And
maybe, well, you might as well just go to the Championship. If you may as well not go to Norwich, you might as well go to the Championship, because the rest of this Premier League season with Norwich will probably be miserable.
Yeah.
So you might as well not do that.
So I'd be interested to know then, back to Dave's point about he's not happy, he's gone now. And
well, Dave just doesn't like Villa, which I don't think anyone does on this, this podcast.
I get that, but where would be acceptable to you then?
No, it's not so much that. It's not so much where's acceptable, because I wouldn't like it wherever he went, if I'm being honest. I just wouldn't.
Yeah,
But the thing is, it's a great move for him, you know, in terms of what he wants to do and how he sees his career panning out. It's a logical next step, and it's also pretty much the only job that he could have really taken. As like Joe's has just gone through all the teams, Villa's pretty much like the only one that would have met. Yeah, it would meet all of his requirements. My issue is that they don't deserve him, you know, because what we're going to have now. Steven Gerrard back in the Premier League, that just means every set of Norbert fans is going to dust off the Al Demba Ba chant, aren't they? And the real question now...
We played them now anyway.
I know, but they're going to... Well,
that's not Villa fans' fault, is it?
They're going to get to do it like twice now, aren't they? Now, the real question is, are Villa fans going to join in? Because they fucking love nothing better than that kind of shit. Thinking they're like the most original fans in the country.
You know how fuck
Aston Villa fans. Throwing a birthday party for Gerrard when they were going to Wembley. Fuck Aston Villa. Remember them knobheads on the train? No, it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
You'd have been able to make that point about everyone, though, Dave. Like, about every set of fans that are out there.
I know.
You'd have found something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to make it about Villa, that's all.
It's not. When it comes down to it, this is about as palatable as it's probably going to get as well. Unless it was your boys down on the south coast. But, like, I just don't see... there's no point being angry with it. I don't think Villa fans are going to be knobheads about it. I think deep down they're actually kind of... They're a bit banter merchants, but they're actually all right. Like, I think, as a general rule, I've found during my life that Brummies tend to be pretty decent, to be honest. And I think, like, where we are in Shrewsbury, we have, the Midlands News, and they're all buzzing over it. So they're all excited. Like, everybody who was tweeting in is excited about it. And so, put it this way, there's a lot worse than it could have been. And he was never going to join any of our rivals anyway. So, you know, I think it's just a good move for everybody. And when it comes down to it, it's a good move for us.
You see, what you're saying there about, like, they're excited about it, I don't want them to be excited about it. Steven Gerrard's ours. Even if they are, like, the idea of them fawning over him, it's like, fuck off. You spent, like, years, you know, like, taking the piss and all, like, the England stuff, like, any time. And not just Stevie, but, like, players for other big teams. It's like, you know, Villa are, like, the first set of fans who will be singing You Let Your Country Down and all that shit. And it's like, now they're going to be all buzzing because they've got Stevie. I just don't like it.
On the Demba Ba chant, I mean, you have to have an honest conversation about that's a what-if moment in the last 10 years for Liverpool. All right, he fell over and we didn't win the league. If we'd have won the league, Brendan Rodgers would have stayed as manager and Jurgen Klopp would not have been our manager. So I don't really care about that chant anymore. I couldn't give a shit. Sing about him. It's a really unfortunate career moment for Steven Gerrard. Like, I mean, it's the worst of the worst if you're a professional footballer at your hometown club and the captain and everything. It's the worst possible thing. And he'll have to live with that. And whatever he does in management, apart from one obvious thing, which we'll come to, I'm sure, in a bit, will never make up for the fact that he fell over at that point. And I do feel sorry for him in that moment. But... we probably wouldn't be where we are now if we'd have won the league. They wouldn't have fired Rodgers.
I'm long over that though, and that seriously, when I hear that song, it doesn't hurt me in any
the
way.
Song,
at all.
No,
I just
the
think
song doesn't bother me. It's just the idea of like knobheads who are singing it and they think
that's
they're being
football,
dead funny.
Come on, it's football. You know the game. We're the same, let's be honest.
I'm entitled to think that the fucking Bellends were doing it. So that's what I'm doing, I'm just expressing my right to say that the Bellends were doing it. Take that out of it though and just think about it from his side.
There's only two people on this podcast who've been thrown out to Villa Park, and it's not you two. So if anyone's got reason to be beefing with Villa, it's me, Chris.
I've got a really funny story about that, but maybe I'll save that for a different part.
There's only two people who've had real beef with Villa. And Chris
and I held that grudge
it.
For years.
He did. Yeah, Paulie still holds it.
Yeah, I know. Basically, and Jules will take the blame for this because he bought some tickets in good faith. They turned out to be tickets that had gone missing in the mail or something. When the real people who owned the tickets, we were escorted from the stadium. And so we went to the club shop at Villa Park. And it was like a kind of like club shop / ticket office. Mm. And I went up to this lad and just kind of like appealed to his human kindness. And I said, look, mate, we got done up like a kipper here. We're here. You know, is there anything you can do for us? And he took one look at me and he goes, I wouldn't have helped you, mate, even if I wanted to. And we were just like, you see,
there you go.
No, but, you know, but then we went into, we kind of collected ourselves.
What? I'm just saying, fuck Villa.
Yeah, but then we went into town and we found this little working man.
I've changed
my
mind,
Stevie,
what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah, it turned out this was a good day.
We ended up having a really good day. We had a lovely day, and everybody was nice. And like, I look back on that as a fond memory now. But
didn't we lose that one?
When they went down, yeah, Downing.
Yeah,
it's Kenny's last game, wasn't it?
Brownies, mate. Your boy Stewie.
Anyway, we're getting way off topic here, yeah. Right? So, as far as I'm concerned, this is a win-win for me. I'm quite unemotional about it. I think that if Gerrard does well, right, great. If he gets Villa into Europe consistently, wins maybe a cup, like he'll be a contender for the job, for our job at some point, and then his Liverpool credentials can be a real bonus on that front. Like, if he does poorly, if he does an okay job or whatever, then it's kind of taken off the agenda for a while until he does a job somewhere that kind of puts him in line with the better coaches in the world on his own merits. And again, with, like, the Liverpool connections as a bonus rather than kind of the be-all and end-all. Like, how do you guys feel about what's happened today and where it puts him in terms of eventually becoming Liverpool manager? Dave, I'll go to you first, because you haven't said much apart from hating on Villa fans. Can we have some actual analysis from you now, please?
Okay. So, where I am on this is that I don't think Steven Gerrard's ever going to be at the level that we need for a manager, first of all. Even if he was, I'd still have big concerns about him coming back, because, and this is not a knock on Stevie at all, it's the opposite. It's like, I love Steven Gerrard. The idea of him coming back here as a manager and it not going well, I don't want to see that, because we've seen that with Souness. Now, I know the Souness thing was different because it was the son that was the main thing for people turning against Souness, but they would have turned against him regardless of that, just because the team was shit and the way it was going, I don't like that. And we're looking at United now with Solskjaer, and like, you've got ex-players just running rings around themselves just to avoid saying anything that could be construed as criticising Solskjaer. You've got fans who love him, who don't want to turn against him, even though they know that it's not going well.
That's because Man United are an incredibly poorly run club, though, isn't it?
It is, but it's also,
it's only continuing because they just completely haven't got a clue what they're doing.
But the thing is, though, Solskjaer got that job on the basis that he's a United legend. He didn't have any particularly great track record. Like, if he hadn't played for them, he would but if he hadn't played for them, he wouldn't have got the job based on his managerial CV.
Absolutely.
Now, say Stevie at Villa does a good job there, not like an exceptional job, but he does a good job and everyone says, yeah, you know what, he's made them better, he's done a good job. That will probably be enough for a lot of people to say, yeah, give him the Liverpool job. Now, to me, the Liverpool job now, like, we've got Jurgen Klopp, who is, for me, he's the best manager in the world, but regardless of whether he's the best or not, he's 100%, he's in the top five managers in the world. That's the bar that we've set. We need a manager who's like a top five manager in the world. Now, Steven Gerrard would need to be as great a manager as he was a player for that to happen. Steven Gerrard's whole career, for me, he was top five throughout his whole career, maybe even higher than that, because nobody rate Steven Gerrard more highly than I do. He was an incredible player. For me, he's our greatest player, but that's a discussion for another podcast. But he would need to be that level as a manager, because Jurgen Klopp as a manager is Steven Gerrard as a player. That he's that level. Do you see what I mean? So unless Stevie gets to that level, he shouldn't be getting the Liverpool job. But
that's
my
why
fear,
we love Kenny as much as we do, don't we? Because he did both.
You see, my fear though, Brownie, is that if he was not at that level, but he was good, it would be like Chelsea giving it to Lampard. You know, he got that job because he was Frank Lampard. He was like Chelsea
and
legend.
There's no way they should have given
and
him that
wasn't,
job. It was
no,
too
he, was,
early
he wasn't
and
qualified
he
for
it.
It. I know. And yeah. But when you say earned it, like how do you earn it? You know, what have you got to achieve? Like,
well, I was going to ask you. Gerrard's absolutely not earned it. No.
But what would he have to do to earn it?
Yeah, I was going to get to that, because that is completely subjective, isn't it? Now, I don't know enough about Aston Villa to say what is them punching above their weight. He's got to overachieve with them. And the thing is, we may have different opinions on what Aston Villa overachieving is. I don't even want to be thinking about them that much to even know what that is, right?
Agree.
But the problem I've then got, though, is if he does a good job with Villa, and you were to say, and other people were to say, right, no, he's done a good job, but he can't come to us, then what you're saying is he needs to go to Chelsea, or he needs to go to Arsenal.
No, he needs to go to somewhere
like that, where he can actually go and win something, you know, at a top club.
Go abroad, do something in Europe. Go to look what Klopp did. His record in Germany, he took Dortmund to, he punched well above his weight at Dortmund, and he had the track record where everyone was like, that's one of the top managers in the world. So that's the level that we should be looking at.
I don't think it's ever going to be Stevie. It might not be, time will tell. The way I look at it is, I'm very pragmatic about this. It would be great if he turned out to be a top manager and then he managed us. That would be amazing. I would love that. But he's got to earn it. He has to. He has to be considered one of the top managers out there. He's got to be to even be considered for the job, in my eyes.
Yeah, we're in agreement there. Where we're probably disagreeing, in fact, where we're definitely going to be disagreeing, is I wouldn't give him it even then. Even if
now,
like
that to me is mental.
My reason for it is that on the basis that there'd be nothing better than Steven Gerrard coming back to Liverpool as the manager and winning the title that he never got as a player. That would be just the greatest thing ever. That would be the best title that we'd ever win for me. It would mean more to me just because it'd be like, okay, Stevie's deserved that. But the odds on that happening to me, pretty remote. And I've got so many concerns about it. One of them, for Stevie himself, Stevie would get completely consumed in that job because he was consumed as a player. You know, he lived and breathed everything that was going on. And as a manager, it's 100 times worse because he's not just having to deal with himself. He's dealing with everything at the club. And he'd take all of that on his shoulders. And I just don't think it'd be all consuming. And I don't think it'd be good for him because I don't think it'd go well. And how would he cope if it's not going well?
To counter that, one point I would make is when he was here as a player and he was a captain, he played in some truly shit teams where he carried the team. So in a way, he almost did that a bit as a player, which could potentially stand him in good stead to do it as a manager. Not saying it would, and I understand what you're saying, because, I mean, look at the face on managers who come to Liverpool and then 5-10 years later, look at the face. It drains them. It takes everything out. I get that. I understand that. But they never were in the same situation that Stevie was as a player. I think he's already kind of done that when he was a player. But potentially that may have prepared him for it.
I don't see how that helps. I don't think there's any real...
It's the experience of it, isn't it? It's got to be better than having nothing. It's got to be better than just turning up and having nothing.
Klopp wasn't a top player, was he? You know, he was just like a lower league player in Germany, so he didn't have like the experience that Gerrard.
No, but we're talking
not that
the
many.
Real thing about being.
But how many? But how many?
Stevie, but not the club.
Great players become great managers.
I'm gonna break the deadlock here and ask Jules. Like, I can see where you guys are going and you kind of butting. But Jules, do you think that there's taking both of Dave and Brownie's points on board? Do you think there's anything about everything Gerrard did as a player, everything he did as a citizen of Liverpool, that lifts him up, even if his managerial abilities turn out to be a notch lower than that world-class level that we're looking for? Is there something about him and his experience that means he should get a chance at it, if he can prove he can do like a good job at Villa.
The club was run for 25, 30 years on. What did Shanks do? What did Paisley do? What did Fagan do? What did Kenny do? The boot room. And all it did was hold the club back. Or every time, we were always looking into the past. I want the best manager for Liverpool, and I don't really mind who it is, but it has to be the best manager. And as Dave has said, the odds on Gerrard being a world-class player and then becoming a world-class manager are so small. And I don't want to be giving him the job because he's done an okay job at Rangers, done an okay job at Villa, but he's Stevie, and this might play, you know, playing for Liverpool and managing Liverpool might give him that. That's not how the game works these days. Might have worked like that in the 80s when Kenny took it. Doesn't work like that now.
Just that sheer force of personality, though.
You only got to look at Manchester United, right? I mean, I know Solskjaer hasn't got the personality or the presence of Steven Gerrard, but there is a man who has not got the tactical nous to set the team up, a team of very good players. They're getting tonked by us 5-0, and they're getting beaten without City getting out of first gear 2-0. That's an emotive. That was an emotive appointment. That's like, oh, it's all at the wheel and all that jazz. And he's not good enough. And I mean, just a couple of things. I mean, Gerrard won one trophy out of a possible nine he could have won domestically in Scotland in his time there. St Johnstone won two trophies last year. So St Johnstone won more trophies than Steven Gerrard won at Rangers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair, I think, because, you know, his remit was simple, wasn't it?
He did well in Europe as well.
He was finishing third behind Aberdeen when he turned up. So, you know.
His remit was one thing, wasn't it? It was to stop them winning 10 in a row, and he did it. And, you know, look at, if you're going to look at League Cup and FA Cup records, then you can't judge Jurgen Klopp on our League Cup and FA Cup record either, can you?
I would take the opinion of the Rangers fans above us, to be totally honest, because obviously they watch them every week. They know the context of that club, and they're not happy today. So that says a lot to me.
There's a couple of things to say to that. I don't think I remember all the points to actually count to them. Yes, they weren't in a good spot. Yes, Celtic were, you know, closing in on a record 10 titles, but they still are. They still possess the second or the biggest domestic stadium in the league and the finances that go along with that. So they were crawling out of the wreckage of the financial implosion that they had, but they're still the second or biggest, not getting into it. They're one of the two biggest clubs in Scotland. And it also coincided with Celtic's implosion. Now, I don't think for a second that Celtic's implosion, or I do think for a second that Celtic's implosion was caused by how well Gerrard got Rangers playing last year. And he did progress them further in the Europa League than they've done recently. He's done good things, but I still, you know, I'm just applying context. You can say he's won the league for Rangers, fantastic. Or you can say he only won one trophy out of a possible nine, and St Johnstone won more trophies than him. Those are facts. How you want to frame those facts is entirely how you want to frame the argument. But that is what happened. So,
and this is why for him coming to Villa is going to be like a really good thing, because it'll give us greater context, right?
Something that we can relate to a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us think the Villa move is bad for him. How we feel about it, that's different.
Yeah.
You know, but we all think that's a good move for him. I mean, I certainly... That's the sort of team you pick on Footy Manager, right? You know, Villa, stable, not going to get sacked if I've done too badly here. This will be all right. I don't think anyone doesn't think Villa's a good... Yeah. I don't think anyone doesn't think Villa's a good... I think it's a great move for him.
They've got a really good squad. They've got some good players there. It's a good squad.
They're missing Jack Grealish. I mean, I'm actually quite surprised it hasn't been written about more this season. They're clearly missing the guy who everything ran through. And it takes, you know, when you sell a player like that, unless you've got a great manager, it takes time to adjust to sort the team out. Like, they've signed Danny Ings. I bet he wishes he stayed at Southampton now.
If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the Liverpool Way podcast on all the major platforms. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, and Amazon. Just search for the Liverpool Way and you'll find us. You can also head to liverpoolway.co.uk and grab a TLW season ticket from just £2 a month. That'll get you access to exclusive match reports from every Liverpool game, the weekly diary feature and weekly Premier League roundups, as well as access to the members-only forum. You can also follow us at The Liverpool Way on Twitter and on Instagram at The Liverpool Way TLW. I mean, you look at Villa last season and their record when Grealish was injured was shocking. Like, I don't think they even won a game when he wasn't playing. So, you know, that had to be expected. But they have spent that 100 million quid on.
Yeah, we've seen that so many times. Good players,
Spurs,
so.
Spurs
with Bale, us with Suarez. It happens all the time when you lose your talisman and you've got the money.
You're trying to fill the gap with, you're trying to plug a big hole with like five different types of brick rather than the big pillar that was there. And it doesn't hold up. That's just team building 101. Just to replace one player. You know, how many times have you seen a player, oh, we'll sell X player, we'll get 100 million, they will buy this, this, and this. Like, but that's not how team building works in any sport. Doesn't matter what the sport, that is not how team building works. You take a big, massive component out, and then you're trying to plug in gaps. It's, you know, takes time for that team to gel as well. So can he do it at Liverpool? I mean, he'd have to. I wouldn't be on a pure emotion of the player he was. I don't think has much bearing on the manager he could be at Liverpool. Is what I'd say. I think you have to just remove that from the equation, because being a great player doesn't mean you know how to counter, you know, Newcastle 2040s super press.
Yeah, absolutely not.
From all their top notch players, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you've got to take the romance out of it.
Yeah, you do. You have to take the romance.
Otherwise, you'd end up Solskjaer at Man United.
Doing what we did for 30 years.
And that, yeah, that as well.
You know, because we've done it. United are doing it. We've done it.
I think what we're going to have to deal with, I think all of us are in quite broader agreement than I expected, really. Brownie, you want it to happen eventually if the conditions are right. Jules, you're kind of not really that interested in entertaining that romanticism. Dave, you're kind of set against it. I'm kind of open-minded about it completely. But you've got people within our own fan base, kind of just some things I've read today saying, like, he doesn't need to prove himself. He's Steven Gerrard. And he could have stayed at Rangers and done a Xavi. And that's going to be something that's going to be talked about sort of like quite regularly now. There is a big section of our fan base that thinks this is kind of ordained to happen, like the second coming, and it's going to happen regardless. So
I don't understand that. I mean, and I don't understand the view of it should never happen regardless of whether he's a top manager. They're like two extreme ends of the scale for me, and I'm slap bang in the middle. If he proves to be a top manager and he earns the right, then go for it. You'd be daft not to.
No, I just want to
say on the Celtic and Rangers thing. Sorry, Dave. I just want to say on the Celtic and Rangers thing as well. They always go on about how they're big teams. They're big. I mean, they're not big. They're big teams in that they've got big stadiums and they've got the biggest fan base in a very small league. But they're not big teams anymore outside of Scotland. They don't do anything. They've wrecked their own league. They've dominated their own league so much. They've wrecked it now. They've got no competition, no money coming in from TV finance, which is where the money is in the modern age. And so it's those two punching each other all the time, back and forth, back and forth. And it's never going to be a bigger league. It's never going to be that much of a challenge for anybody to go up and go, I won the league with Celtic, or I won the league with Rangers. Well done. You're meant to. I don't think it's any benchmark anymore to say, oh, he should have stayed at Rangers. Why would you want to stay at Rangers for that long? I mean, Rodgers had the right idea. He went into Celtic. He won a lot of trophies in a couple of years. He went, right, I'm out. I'm done. I've burnished my reputation by winning some trophies in Scotland just to prove I can still win something. But you'd stay there too long. I don't think it does you any good. It's not a very... I don't think it's very competitive up there.
I agree totally. Plus, he's obviously gone to Leicester, which is a similar job to Villa, in a way. And he's done a good job. I mean, there's talk of him going to Man United, which took me back when I saw that yesterday. Somebody said that was nailed on to me.
One more point on Rangers and Celtic. People always say, well, if they were in the English League. They're not in the English League. They're not going to be in the English League. it's pointless comparing them if they were in the English league.
I
They're not.
I hate that whole conversation, if I'm honest.
It's weak. It's such a weak source argument. Oh, if they were in the English league, but they're not, and they never
will be.
If they
were in the English league, they'd find themselves in the Championship very, very quickly, and probably like it would take them a couple of years to get out of it. So it's not like you can just place those clubs in the Premier League and they're
I'm not
going
to
be
sure
fighting
that,
against relegation.
I mean, Rangers.
Are you not? I mean, like
no. Rangers got to the last 16 of the Europa League, was it?
Yeah, but cup competition and the slog of the Premier League's different, isn't it?
And how many Championship teams would get to the last 16?
Yeah, I was about to say there's a few Championship
a few.
Teams. There's
point,
a few
well.
Championship teams that would match them, and also there'd be a few Championship teams that they've got place in the Premier League would be quite within their rights to take the Premier League to court or something and go, hang on a second, you're denying us the chance to earn. Because you're placing these two in it. I mean, they shouldn't. They've wrecked their own league, and it's their own fault. They were so greedy. They set themselves up to dominate it so much, and they never tried to help out the other clubs in the league because it would be better for them. I don't know what the end game was. Maybe they should have been onto the old European Super League plan. They should have been on the phone going, "We've got big stadiums. We should be allowed in," because apparently, big stadium is a criteria for big team. See,
they've
also
just created
Newcastle.
A problem for themselves, haven't they? They've created a problem in the sense that whenever they get a manager who does what they're supposed to do, as you've just said there, if you win the league, of course they're going to look at the Premier League and think, I want to go and test my skills there.
It's the old Chris Rock bit, isn't it? Yeah. I'm a good dad. I provide for my kids. Well, you're supposed
you're
to
supposed
provide
to.
For your kids. Yeah, I won the Scottish League. You're supposed to.
Right, so... I mean, we can all. The good thing about this is we can all stop thinking about the Scottish League now. We don't have to pay any attention to it. Not that we did anyway. It was more
no, I've
like,
got
oh,
another
Stevie
point to
again.
Make.
Great.
I've got another point to make.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I haven't.
Okay.
I used to follow Celtic, to be honest. Not massively, but when I was younger, my uncle took me to watch Celtic. My uncle was a blue nose, so obviously he had to travel, didn't he, for silverware. So he took me up there, and I got quite... an affinity with them, and then as soon as Stevie went there, see you later, lads. Fuck you, I'm a Rangers fan now. But yeah, I won't watch any Scottish football now.
I mean, moving forward to the present and the future again, there is one thing that's kind of been bothering me a little bit today with all this, because like even just the talk of Stevie one day managing us, and it's inevitable that that's going to be a topic of conversation and what today's moves mean about that. But it's kind of like, it just doesn't sit right with me. Well, we have Klopp here. Like, I'd rather Gerrard kind of just be removed from the equation completely, and it's something that we didn't really have to think about. Like, I must say, I'm slightly concerned that there'll be like Klopp may end up seeing this as he's kind of just like keeping the seat warm for Gerrard. Like, that's what the people want. Like, and it might be easier for him to just let go if there's any chance of him signing a new deal. Which, to be honest,
that's
I don't
a
think
good
there
point.
Is. But if there's any chance of, like...
It's an interesting point, but I would...
Do you think Jurgen Klopp's that type of player?
No.
Player, manager? I don't think he
just
is.
I think he's that type of person.
Yeah, he is that type of person.
I think he's that type of person.
He would feel bad about leaving us in the shit. But if he thinks that, well, Stevie's doing all right there at Villa and the fans will be happy if he comes in, he'll feel like, okay, my work's done. I can walk away from this now feeling good about
it. From
it.
A different angle.
I don't mean that he'd be like, oh, you want Stevie, do you? Well, fuck off, I'm going. That's not what I meant. He's like the type of person who would be looking out for what's best for the club. And if he thinks that Stevie's doing quite well and that the fans will be happy with that appointment, he's more likely to say, yeah, I'm going at the end of my contract than us be able to persuade him to stay for longer. Now, see, this is another reason about me not wanting Stevie as manager is I don't want him as manager at all on the basis that it could go wrong. Well, it will. At some point, it will go wrong. It goes wrong for every manager eventually. I don't like the idea of like people like slagging him off and calling for him to be sacked. And I don't like me being in the position where I'm going to have to do that as well, or I'm going to have to be Gary Neville and just talk shite because I don't want to say anything critical. So there's that. But also, who wants to be the person that follows Jurgen Klopp? You know, you're not hiding to nothing. You come in after Klopp. It's like whoever comes in after Klopp is just going to have such a massive job because of what's gone before. I mean, I'm saying that now. We don't know how Klopp's next couple of years are going to go. And whether he does indeed leave when his contract's up. I mean, I'm still hoping that we can talk him into staying. But on the trajectory that he's been on, if it carries on and we win another league in the next year or two or another Champions League and then he walks, that is like, that's one hell of a pair of boots to fill. And for Stevie to then come in with everything else that goes along with it, all like the pressure that he'd be under regardless, to actually be having to follow on from an act like Jurgen Klopp, it doesn't even bear thinking about to me.
I think we're going to be in full-on rebuild mode by that again, by about 2025. Like, if you look at the current age of the squad, and it doesn't look like there's going to be that much turnover. Like, you look at, like, Virge, Robbo, Hendo, Fabinho, the front three, they're all kind of, like, pushing that beyond their peak years. And I think by the time, I think the club are looking at it this way as well, like, you know how American sports are, where they love to do their kind of like full rebuilds and everything. I think that might quite be on the cards. We'll go into a period of rebuild after Klopp leaves. And like, why would he want to come in then after everything that we've achieved with a massive rebuilding job to do as well?
I agree with that.
Like, he's coming into Villa.
But he probably would, though. That's another problem, is if it was offered to him, he'd probably think, oh, I've got to take it. This is my dream job. And he'd let his heart rule his head. And he probably would come in while we're in like that situation with the
ideally,
rebuild.
Ideally, though, Klopp will be the one to do the rebuild. You know what I mean? And then maybe leave just after he's done the rebuild. That's a good time for him to go, you know, building the second team, having it all ready to go. And then say,
he'd need to sign a new contract then, because by the time his contract's up, we're not going to be actually...
When is that? Is it 24?
Yeah, so those players are not going to be completely over the hill and gone. But, you know, the rebuild kind of has to start now to some degree.
I'm thinking it has to happen now. Yeah, we have to start it now. So
Which it sort of has in a way. You know, you bring in Jota, you bring in Konate. So they are bringing in players who they look at as being, like, integral pieces over the next 10 years. But it is an issue that so many players are going to be hitting, like, 30 at the same time. And then not just because the team's getting old, but also the contract problems. You know, I don't really want to go into the Mo thing again because we seem to talk about it every week. But Mo getting a contract is probably linked to what do we do with Sadio and Bobby as well, because they can't extend them all. And a lot of it's going to come down to, well, who can we get money for if we move on? And they'll be looking at it from the business side of things. If we need to rebuild, how can we get money in? So it's... I don't even want to think about Klopp going, but it's a reality that we are going to have to face it. You know,
we have to at some point plan for it, don't we? And we have to think what are we going to do? And I go back to the same thing at the risk of repeating myself, that when he does go, we have to be looking to get a top manager in. You know, not sentiment goes out the window for me, and I wouldn't be penalising Stevie for who he is, and I wouldn't be rewarding him for who he is. Completely pragmatic. What managers are available and get the best one. To Jules' point earlier, that's where I'm at.
The one thing with Gerrard is that we can be very patient on this, I think, because I don't think he wants to manage abroad, because when he was in LA, he was miserable and he just wanted to come straight back home, right? I don't think, say, going to Dortmund for 5 years is Gerrard's style. Like, he likes where he's from, he likes being close to home. Villa gets him like an hour from home, basically. So I think we can be patient, because when we want him, we can have him, right? At any time in the next 10 years. So it doesn't need to be, oh, Klopp's going now. Let's rush out and get like Stevie. Like, we can be really, really patient and ensure the timing is right. Like, and you know, we were talking about rebuilds just now. I don't think that is the right time for Stevie to come, because he'd kind of be on a hiding to nothing, because any rebuild that this club undertakes now is happening probably A, without Jurgen Klopp, and B, without Michael Edwards, the two architects of our success over the last 5 or 6 years. So we're looking at a completely different infrastructure altogether, and it just doesn't line up in a favourable way for someone like him to come in with all that expectation and all that demand and all that pressure and just hit the ground running and enjoy good times. I'm not sure it's that realistic.
No, I totally agree.
But are either of you guys worried that now Stevie's in England, I feel like we're coming across quite negative here, and I don't really want that to be the case, but do you guys worry that if there are any rough patches for Klopp now, like we experienced last season when you had sort of Nobbed's kind of calling his position into question, do you think there's going to be some talk now, if we go through like 5 games without a win or a few defeats on the spin, there's going to be like, oh, maybe it's time we go with Stevie, or Stevie this, Stevie that, and you know, he's kind of there now in the background, isn't he?
Yeah, if Villa get like on a good run and we have a bad run, you will definitely get people taking that stance. But you see, the thing is, there's just people are knobheads. Like you can't legislate for knobheads. You go on social media and the amount of stuff you see, and you're like, what the fuck? You know, just some people's opinions on football are like so out there that you often wonder, is this a wind up or do they genuinely think that?
Yeah,
and you only have to look at any of the replies to any post that like the official account puts out, and look at the replies, and you look and you think, do these people actually really follow us? Because they're so far removed from like how the rest of us seem to think. So yeah, of course there'll be loads of people calling for Gerrard to be given the job. Just Villa will win a couple of games, we'll lose a couple, and that's all it'll take. So, I mean, that's not Stevie's fault. He's got to come in and do what's best for his career. But I know it's going to play out with certain fans. It will. It just will be like that. And I don't want to say that's going to cause me to resent Steven Gerrard, because it's not. Nothing's going to make me resent Steven Gerrard. But it's going to make me resent the situation. And I'll probably dig my heels in even more on the view that I don't want him to be our manager. Because I just don't see any situation where it would ever work out the way we want it to, than the way he'd want it to either.
Jules, I know you'll be at the game in a few weeks' time, providing your back holds up. How do you think that's going to be? Do you think it's going to be I think it'll be a quite happy sort of emotional reunion, right? Like, it should be like a fun occasion. I mean, the last time he was, you know, he walked out at Anfield as a player didn't go very well. So, I'm quite excited for you guys to be able to experience that, and quite jealous that I'll have gone back to the States by then. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, well, I won't be there, so...
Okay.
No, it clashes with work. I've got to work, unfortunately.
Oh, hang on. What is it that you're doing at work? Tell us.
Not that. Is it?
Oh, no, okay.
No.
Because I was going to say, you know, I'll swap with you. You can have my ticket for that one.
No, it's not that. That's in December. No, I'm not going to be there, unfortunately.
No, come on then. What is that? Because I'm quite intrigued by this now.
No, we'll talk about it offline. I don't like to talk about it. Anyway.
All right.
I'll tell you all about it when we finish.
Just look at your hand, Chris, and just count your fingers. Look at one hand, just count your fingers.
Oh, he isn't, is he?
I think.
Have you got the feeling?
No, bed, shut up.
Right, come
Where
on,
are
let's...
you going to then, Dave?
He hasn't invited me.
Oh my God.
Dave's never going to invite to anything ever again if he doesn't shut the fuck up.
No, he doesn't want to talk about it, so let's just keep on moving. Come on.
Oh, dear.
So it sounds like, Dave, you're the only one of us that's going to actually be at the game on December the 11th, I think. So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to boo him now, aren't I? No, I am looking forward to it, because obviously it'll just be nice to see him, like getting a good reception at Anfield and that. And as long as we win the game, then yeah, great. Imagine if he comes here and beats us, though. Oh, fucking hell.
Could happen.
Yeah. It could happen. I mean, like.
Yeah. I'm actually not going to that game, which I'm a bit disappointed about this, but I'm trying to see if I can get a ticket for the Villa end. So we'll see how that goes.
And why don't you ask your mate Downing, see if he's still got any contacts with Villa?
He's had a falling out.
Oh, have you? Is that wouldn't be in shit?
It's fucking shit.
I was going to say that the rest of us had a falling out with him about 3 weeks after we signed him. It just took you a little bit longer.
Did he shush you or something?
Yeah, I didn't remember the time he shushed Jules when he was in the car.
2,000 of us, man.
So fat, so mad that it almost threw me out on the pitch.
Jules took that totally personally, as though that gesture was aimed at
me. I was in like the third row or something as well. I was fuming. Honestly, I took my hat off and I was going to lash it, and I stopped. My arm went back and I was like, oh no, hang on a second. Dickhead. Fucking dickhead. Never, still haven't got over that years later. Got over the Denver bar chant, haven't got over Stuart Downing shushing the cop. Prick.
Well.
Just going back to that game though, when he's gonna come back, didn't we have a situation where Houllier came back and he sat there just waving at the cop for the whole game?
Yeah, that was Villa.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I'm hoping something like that happens, because that was really fucking funny. That.
Well, I can't wait for Rafa not to do it with Everton.
Oh yeah, because we should definitely sing his name for that game. That'll be the one time they don't do it.
So Stevie Gerrard is back in the Premier League as Aston Villa manager. It's going to be really, really interesting following this, and I can't wait to see how it all goes. We've got another week without a game, so we might be back with you in midweek, but otherwise, Dave and the boys will catch you after the Arsenal game on Saturday. All right, until then, we'll catch you soon.
I can't believe none of us went, yeah, of course, when we got asked the question.
The best word I can say, but will describe this was boom. Ooh.